This is Louisa Clarence Smith from EG, and I'm with Phil Dawson, founder of This Must Be The Place agency. Phil, you were formerly at Allied London, and you left to set up your own agency last year dedicated to placemaking.
Yes.
Can you just tell us a bit about, obviously quite a brave step to make, why did you make that decision?
There seems to be so much opportunity around at the minute with so many new estates being built throughout the UK, that it was a very exciting time to make that leap from an innovative company like Allied London and to set up as a consultancy to work with all these broad clients. Project that I was mainly working on at Allied London, which was Leeds Dock, a regeneration project, that had come to the time where we were taking it to market. So it was a perfect time for me to leave and come back to London. I'd spent 6 years on and off working with Allied London, travelling up to and from Manchester and Leeds, and I really wanted to focus on a lot of the London-based estates and the opportunities down here, and focus a bit more time on my family as well, which I was having to put to one side a lot of the time. So.
Okay, and whereabouts is your office?
It's in Old Street.
What makes the service that you're offering different from other sort of placemaking advisory services?
Well, we bring a lot of different experience to the table. So we've worked in brand activation and marketing communications, as well as property placemaking specifically. So over that period, over our careers, we brought all our collective learnings together to create a bespoke methodology that we call the Science and Alchemy of Placemaking. So we approach it quite differently, really. So we apply the science, which is your theory and your practice and your research and all the kind of like the structured formations of placemaking. But then we also apply the insights and the innovations and, you know, hindsight and future sight and trends and inspiration that we call the alchemy, which is unique to each project. So there's a kind of like two-pronged approach to what we do, and the vast experience that we have makes it a slightly different way of working, really. And we work inside and with property developers and their teams as plug-in services or white label services or as consultancy services. So we understand the needs of the placemaking requirements, so we're able to kind of like be quite innovative.
Yeah. I know just before you left Allied London, you worked on a really interesting project at Leeds Dock with James Lavelle. Can you talk a bit about that?
Yes. I'm a huge fan of James Lavelle and Uncle, which is his musical kind of like persona. So we were able to work with James on his Daydreaming With projects, which is a new way of introducing art and music to an audience. So we took over a series of Meanwhile spaces at Leeds Dock and brought together a whole host of his archive pieces. Now, James is a very interesting person because, as well as being a DJ and electronic musician, he's also very influential in many different creative industries, from film to fashion to toys to marketing to communications. So we were able to bring together an archive of all these different kind of products or films or touch points that he's worked on over 25 years and create this fantastic exhibition, including digital art installations and virtual reality and product and a pop-up retail shop. So it was a really interesting project that had broad appeal to a lot of different age groups and a lot of different interests. And that was part of his Daydreaming With series. And then we also worked with him in Camden as well, where we did a 7-day takeover, and we did a pop-up retail experience with him at the Dr. Martin's Boot Room store. And we're also working with him at the minute on a potential project in London. So it's a privilege to work with him. He's a very inspirational guy. And the opportunity to collaborate with him and work with a property company and to find those interesting spaces was great.
The property industry isn't always known for being the most creative industry. Have you hired people from more sort of creative backgrounds in your company?
Yeah, well, a lot of us have come out, like I say, of the design, art direction, music backgrounds. So we've always worked on creating either brands or, you know, destinations itself, whether that's a website or, you know, a brand affinity. So there's a very creative network that we work with, which gives us a different way of thinking, really. And I think that shows in the work that we produce.
Can you talk about any other collaborations you're working on?
We work very closely with an organisation called the Lumen Prize, so that's the preeminent digital art prize. So we did a lot of work with them at Leeds Dock to create large-scale digital art installations that were, again, had a broad range of appeal for, you know, everyone from kids through to the tenants on site, which is a very digital media-based selection of companies. So we work with them, we've just been working with them on the Waltham Forest bid for the Borough of Culture, and we work with them on other installations and opportunities for property developers to bring these installations to their sites.
What kind of, you know, opportunities do you think that, you know, developers in central London, for example, could look to that would be more creative than what they normally do? I mean, I think James Lavelle, that's kind of one example, was collaborating with an artist. Mm-hmm. Are there any other kind of ideas that you have that you think you've seen people do, start to do, which you think could be implemented more widely?
Well, I think art and culture are really great ways of enlivening spaces. In fact, there's a big piece in the Financial Times today, I was just reading before I came in here, at the Museum of a museum in New York, talking about public art and public realm installations. So that's always a great thing. But I think that's kind of quite a standard thing for developers to think about nowadays. But it's the way that we look at ways of finding opportunities for people to connect and create relationships and build and foster community within those spaces. So any opportunity really to pull people together and give them common grounds for conversation is a very important part. So art and culture obviously works well, tech, enterprise, lots of kids-based activities, obviously food and beverage is always quite an interesting one. But you know, a street food van and some deck chairs and some AstroTurf doesn't always, you know, cut the mustard, really. So you have to be a little bit more innovative and find the reasons, you know, authentic and symbiotic relationships and reasons for creating opportunities and events, really.
Right. And obviously placemaking is kind of the top line of what you're kind of offering in terms of advice. Are there any other particular services that you provide?
Yeah, well, it all kind of comes underneath the placemaking umbrella, really, but we do marketing, obviously design, strategy, neighbourhood design, public realm design. Look, anything that will establish a place, we get involved with. So we work with designers to produce your marketing materials or your brand books or, you know, hoardings or, you know, visuals around the site, wayfinding. We work with you to create like urban strategies for neighborhoods about what kind of places you want to create and how that works. We work with architects to kind of like look at public realm. So it's very broad that we do, and we've been very lucky to be involved in all these different parts of the placemaking world, really, across the estates that we worked with. And, you know, we basically work with developers or local authorities or business investment districts to look at their needs and then, you know, help support their teams or plug in to do that. So we're very varied and can support in any way then that's needed.
Yeah, so are you pretty open to what kind of products you'd work on, or does it have to be of a certain scale?
No, we've been quite fortunate. We've worked on all different kinds of scales. We're open to kind of any conversation, really. Like, community is a big thing and how we focus on. So that could be anything from the smallest event to you know, to the largest neighbourhood strategy. So as long as we're fortunate enough to be able to kind of like pick and choose. Mm-hmm. So it's any conversation will lead to possibilities. So we're open to that.
Interesting now, I mean, all over the country, but particularly in London, there's been sort of huge public backlash against a lot of regeneration projects.
Yeah.
And that community engagement is kind of increasingly being recognised as being seriously important for developers to get right.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think kind of going in there quite early, doing pop-up events and that kind of thing could be a good thing?
Yeah, completely. I think it's essential that before, you know, even any plans have been put together, you talk to the community and find out what they're thinking. Obviously, you know, big estates can disrupt, you know, the local community, you know, drastically. So getting in there at the start and talking to everybody and finding out, you know, their fears and their desires and what they would like out of a project, what they're scared about. You know, you have to take these things into consideration. I think a lot of the time that, you know, that can often get not sidelined, but put after the initial plans and stuff, we all think, this is what a community needs, this is what the project needs, but I think it's essential to speak to the people first.
Yeah, so I guess you could probably offer more a long-term partnership with the developer in that, seeing that through that.
Yeah, yeah.
Long-term regeneration.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, placemaking is not just for Christmas. It's a lifetime. It's a lifetime a project, basically. It never stops. You can establish something. You can establish a brand culture for your a personality for your estate, and you can have your ideas. But it's a constant garden that needs tending, basically. So we'd love to be involved, right from the start all the way through to when we pass on and the estate's still going. But there, yeah, it's fascinating, and I think it's more vital now than ever, really. This is about people's lives, this is about people's health and well-being, and it's about the life of a city, so therefore you need to be really sensitive to that city.
And how can people get in touch with you?
If you visit our website, which is thismustbetheplace.agency, all one word, This Must Be The Place, and we've got obviously the obvious contact details on there, but we'd love to hear from anyone who's interested in fostering community or talking about placemaking. Yeah, get in touch, and we'll come pop around for a cup of tea.